This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
If you had five DMV pro or college team championships to witness left in your lifetime, how would you want them divvied up? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. You know, there's a lot to think about here. First of all, my favorite teams in order would be Skins, Terps, Hoops, 1-1A, and then the Wizards. After that, Maryland football would be huge for me. Huge Terps football person. And certainly a big Nats fan. But for me, I would focus in on the teams that I would want to create some sort of, you know, big-time run. Look, we could have asked the question, if there are five championships over the next 20 years, how will they happen? I actually think that the answer would be weighted for the first time in forever heavily towards the football team. For me, I would want to witness, if I had five championships left in my lifetime, I'd want to witness two Super Bowl wins with the Skins. Definitely two. I'd want the Terps to win two national championships in basketball. And actually, the thing that I'd love to witness even before either one of those two, because it's been the longest, I'd want to see the Wizards win an NBA championship. That's how I would divvy up the five. You know, you don't have to have five different. You can, if you want just five, you know, Commanders, five Skins, Super Bowl championships, that's fine too. But I would go two Super Bowls, two NCAA Maryland basketball championships, and a Wizards NBA championship if I had five championships of local pro or college teams to witness in the rest of my life. It doesn't matter how much long you have to live. Fingers crossed, everybody's got a long and healthy life left to live. It's five total, no matter if you're going to live 60 years or another 40. Two Skins, two Terps Hoops, one Wizards title. For me, it was really close on what was next, either another Nats World Series or a Terps football NCAA championship. Look, some of these aren't realistic. At least I gave you, some would say, only two of those are realistic, or maybe only one is realistic at this point because of Jaden Daniels. You know, and that Maryland winning two, you know, two more, they've only won one, you know, in my lifetime. And the Wizards Bullets have only won one NBA championship in my lifetime. Forget about what's realistic or not. If it's totally unrealistic, that may drive your desire to see it more than anything else. But I would go two Super Bowls, two NCAA basketball championships for Maryland, and a Wizards NBA title. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Max is in Denton. If you missed the news yesterday, Denton has left me. No, he has left me, but very much for a much better situation for him. I'm thrilled for him. I'll miss him dearly, but he's going to work for BetMGM and their broadcast network. And you will hear him occasionally still on this station doing periodic stuff. But the show that he's going to produce and be a part of, you know, synced up with, you know, not being able to produce this show as well. All right, Max, how would you divvy him up? I'm going to learn something about you here. Go ahead.
So it's tough. We were doing the Wizards night in the suite, and we were talking about this. So this isn't the first time this has been brought up, but I think for me, it's two Commanders championships because I need to see at least two. Two more Stanley Cups, and preferably, if you could guarantee me one this year or next year when Ovechkin is still a Cap, that would very easily be my number one. So two Caps, two Commanders, and then I got to see this town when the Wizards win an NBA championship, because I've been told my entire life that, like, basketball is the lifeblood of the DMV. I think it would be really cool just to see just the basketball culture resurge in this area again.
I'm telling you, I'm convinced, and I don't know for sure. It's a guess more than anything else, and it's probably a guess that may be a bit outdated. But I'm convinced that if the Wizards became, by the way, just as a quick aside, they were 19.5-point underdogs last night to Indiana. All right, one of the biggest underdogs we've seen in a few years. 19.5-point underdogs, and they were winning after three quarters outright. They lost by six. It was an easy cover. It was funny because I tuned into the game because I knew what the point spread was. I didn't touch the game. But in watching the Wizards, they look so young because they are. All of their players are just so young. But anyway, I'm convinced that if the Wizards became a legitimate, deep into the postseason, annual contender, annual championship contender, it would be a massive thing. It would be the number two story because of basketball being, you know, as you described, and I agree with, the lifeblood of the DMV, not from a consumer sports watching standpoint. That's football. And that'll, I think, always be the football. It's pretty much the NFL in every major city anyway. It's always been that here. But, you know, for some of us of a certain age, when the Bullets actually were really good, it was a massive deal, long time ago now. And there was a lot of excitement around the Wall Beal teams, and even going back to the Gil, you know, Karan, you know, teams, Antoine teams as well. You just knew with those teams, though, that there was a brick wall you were going to run into, and it was either Cleveland or Miami, whichever team LeBron was playing for at the time. You knew that they weren't legitimately a championship contender, even though they got within, you know, 48 minutes of the Eastern Conference Finals in 2017, and they got within, you know, two games of the Eastern Conference Championship without John Wall after he got hurt in the series against the Hawks a few years before that. But I'd love to see that. I'd love to see June games at Capital One Arena, the Wizards, you know, facing off against the Nuggets or the Thunder or the Lakers or, you know, a big time, you know, NBA championship series. Just to see an Eastern Conference Finals would be incredible. I'd be interested to see what the reaction to a really good Wizards team going into a season that had a chance to win, say, 55 games. Not just 50. They haven't won 50 since 1979. They got close in 2017. But I'd be interested to see what, you know, a 50-plus, 55-plus win team looked like during the regular season. You know, the Wizards don't draw flies. There's still decent crowds for their games. You know, it's often to see the other team. But imagine if they were playing like Golden State with Steph Curry in the finals. Be pretty awesome.
Be sick.
All right. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. You got five championships left in your lifetime. How would you want them divvied up? For me, two Super Bowls with Washington, two Terps basketball championships, and a Wizards NBA title. Max would go 2 Super Bowls, 2 Stanley Cups, preferably one with Ovi, and a Wizards NBA title. Let's start with Joe in Springfield. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
What's up, Joe?
So, first off, 5 is pushing it. I mean, think about what the number we have to give here. But I would say, after giving a lot of thought, I would say 2 Super Bowl wins with the Commanders. I mean, we were very close this past season. I mean, first off, 12 wins. When was the last time we had 12 wins in the regular season? I mean, that was back in 1991 when we last won the Super Bowl. So I would love to see that. And the team looks like it's headed in the right direction. I want one more Stanley Cup with the Caps because, fingers crossed, with what Ovi's done this season, maybe he goes off in the sunset if he wins the Stanley Cup. Who knows? I know, I'm not trying to say any breaking news, but who knows what happens with Ovechkin after the season if they do go far to get a Stanley Cup. I'll say Maryland gets a national championship next with the for Maryland. I mean, hopefully they get everything figured out. Georgetown, hopefully, and the Wizards. That's my 5th one with a long shot. So 2 Super Bowls with the
You got 5 already. You got to pick. You went 2 Super Bowls, yeah. 1 Stanley Cup, 1 Terps title, and 1 Georgetown title.
And Georgetown. Yeah, so, okay. so two Super Bowls, 1 Stanley Cup, national champion from Maryland, and 1 with the Georgetown Hoyas. That's my 5.
Got it. All right, Joe. Thank you for that. Let's go to Kevin in Arlington. You got 5 championships that you'll get to, you know, live through, witness, left in your lifetime. How would you divvy them up?
So, Kev, I would do it this way, in this order. I want Ovi to get his 2nd cup. I think a 2nd cup on top of the goal record really puts him more in the conversation of a top 5 all-time hockey player.
Do you think that would do it? I'm curious, because you know hockey. Where is Ovi right now? That's been a conversation. I've been asked that a few times over the last few days. Where is Ovi right now on a top 10 all-time list?
All right, I would say Ovi is behind, of course, Wayne. He's behind Crosby. He's behind Mario Lemieux. He's probably behind...
Or,
yeah, thank you, Kevin. But I can't put anyone ahead of him past that.
Gordie Howe?
Well, Gordie maybe, and understandably, Gordie was special in so many ways. But to me, the thing that gets overlooked about Ovechkin is twofold. He's a tremendous passer because his IQ is so high, and he has nearly the most hits among all NHL players historically. He's not going to get the record. He's older now. He doesn't hit as much. But he is the consummate, ultimate power forward. If you look up NHL power forward in the NHL dictionary, it's Gordie Howe and it's Alex Ovechkin. And I think he has to get that 2nd cup. And part of it is this also, Kevin, you know, kind of like a Ferdinand Alidar, you know. Well, that was the Caps and the Pens, and Crosby was the one winning all the titles. But, you know, finally he slayed the dragon, beat Crosby, moved to his. If they get another one here, especially when no one thought not only that he would get the record as of last year when he started so slowly, but to add a 2nd cup before he retired.
Right. I mean, so you would push him towards the top 5 if he gets another one. So yeah, let's get back so to the question.
The next number one for you
would be Caps with Ovi.
Yeah, and it's got to be with Ovi. The next 2 Super Bowls with James. End of story. And it's possible. The next one for me, I want a 2nd Nats World Series. I do. I don't know if that'll happen with the Learners. We'll have to see. And then lastly, I like what the Wizards are finally doing. They went young. They finally are trying to do it the right way. They have professionals in the building. It would be really cool to see that young team come together and become a force. And to not have a player like Luka Doncic. I mean, one of the things that's turned me off on the NBA, frankly, is the diva personalities that rule the league. And I think the team that they're assembling isn't with those kind of players. I really like the kids. I think the character of the players they're acquiring is first rate. So those are my 5.
All right. Thanks, Kev. Good one. Let's go to Dave and Chevy Chase. Dave, you got 5 championships left in your lifetime to witness with DMV teams. How are you divvying them up?
Hey, how we doing? So I'm pretty aligned with the previous caller. I think Ovi needs another one to cement his legacy, especially with a different kind of, not a different core group, but different goaltender and different players, and just kind of further cement that. Add one more Stanley Cup title so we can get on par with the Devils and, you know, not the blue bloods of the sport, but we'll be firmly entrenched as very established franchise. And then I think two more Super Bowls for Jaden and for this new ownership to kind of cement them. Obviously, this town is just different and on fire when that team is playing well, as we just saw. And then I think, you know, we need another World Series title to you know, hopefully with a new ownership group that actually spends money.
Did you just give me four? You gave me Caps, two Super Bowls, a World Series.
Two Caps. So two Caps to get
two
us.
Two Caps, got it.
You know,
yep.
to get to three, so we're on par with the Devils, and, you know, we're not the Red Wings or the Canadians, but we're, you know, we're a firmly a hockey town with that legacy, and it shows what Ovi built here over his career.
God, man, that's interesting, because we now, and I've heard this the last couple of days too, that winning another cup for Ovi is significant to his legacy. That the 1-2018, especially, I guess part of it is considering just how many early exits, earlier than expected exits, you know, based on seeding, based on home ice advantage, etc., they have had minus the 2018 season. You know, I see that. I totally see that. Imagine what it would be had he not gotten 2018. Imagine if a couple of those games in the first round against Columbus that year, you know, where they were down in the series, and I think they were down 2-0 after losing the first two at home, and they were down in game three. Imagine where we would be with that. It would be the ultimate 10,000-pound weight on an athlete's shoulder. There would be no player in sports currently that I can think of. I mean, I guess you would say Lamar Jackson. You know, maybe Josh Allen after that. But Ovi would be the number one in terms of the best players not to win a title had they not won one in 2018. And it just seems like a lot of the conversation is about how he needs another one. Max, do you feel that way? He needs another one for his legacy? One's not enough?
It would certainly help the legacy, that's for sure. But yeah, in terms of cementing it, it would definitely help quite a bit.
Let's go to Hayden in Arlington. Hayden, you got 5 championships left in your lifetime. DMV teams, how do you divvy them up?
Well, they're all going to College Park. But first off, Ovechkin doesn't need to do anything else. I'm an Islanders fan. He doesn't need to do anything else to cement his legacy. He's top 5A or 5B on that all-time list with Crosby. That's my opinion. He doesn't have to do anything else. He's got that one championship. 4 men's titles, basketball titles coming to College Park, Xfinity Center. I'm giving Mike Locksley a national football championship at College Park as well. College Park will always be on fire. Go Terrapins.
Yeah. Well, it would be after that. By the way, you know, Indiana made the playoff last year. It's not impossible with the way the sport is structured now that Maryland football couldn't have one of those inside straight years. It doesn't seem possible, but it is, considering Indiana just made a postseason out of the Big Ten. Let's go to our guy Mutu in Frederick. Mutu, you got 5 titles the rest of your lifetime to experience, to witness. How would you divvy them up?
All right, hey, Kevin. I'm going to go with who I think is the closest right now, and then we're still playing. And been, you know, probably among the best teams in the league all season, and that's the Caps. I do want Ovi to get another one. And then I got 2 Super Bowls. Kevin, I love the Wizards, man, but it's been hard to watch basketball. These players are some whining wusses, and the refs don't help, right? But I'm tied between them and the Orioles. I am an Orioles fan, right? And I just think the Wiz are so far away.
Okay, but this is a dream scenario. You get to pick it. The fact that it's so far away and it seems so impossible, imagine how excited you would be if it actually happened.
Yeah. You know what? I guess, man. I'm, you know, the Orioles getting knocked out the first round, couple thing got me want to take them. But I guess I'll go with the Orioles. The other is either the basketball, the Terps basketball.
I don't know if
football.
I can allow the Orioles into this conversation. We could have allowed them, you know, 15 years ago or 18 years ago or 20 years ago. What am I talking about? 20 years ago. I don't think we can allow them anymore. They're not a DMV team.
Yeah, see, the Nats weren't around. I ended up with the Orioles. They just dropped them in D.C., so I just couldn't jump the Orioles bandwagon, you know. But I go with the Terps, either football or basketball. Anyone, any title is good.
I think you just got to five. Good job, Mutu. Look, I understand most of my friends are big, big Orioles fans. And we understand why. We didn't have baseball for all that time. 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in. You've got five titles, five championships left in your lifetime. DMV teams, pro or college. How would you like to see them divvied up? For me, it's two Super Bowls, two Terps Hoops championships, and a Wizards title. Out of those five, honestly, the idea of watching the Wizards go through an NBA playoff 2.5 month run to a title would be, I don't think I'm going to see that. So I think there's always a chance that Maryland basketball could be really good in a given season and have a run in them, even though it's been forever. Understood, Ian, before you call in. All right. The Skins getting back to where they got back to this past season, I now think that that's not just possible. I think it's likely that during the Jaden Daniels era, they're going to at least be in one, you know, and have a chance to win one, if not more than one. But, man, the Wizards seem so far off. And if it was a homegrown team, you know, let's just say it's Sarr and Cooper Flagg and, you know, Koulibaly and, you know, Carrington and Kyshawn George, who I actually really like from this year's team and watching them the limited amount of time that I've watched them, that would actually be really cool because Beal and Wall in those teams always felt like there is something a little bit different about a team that's drafted and that you kind of grow with versus a team that comes together in one season, although I'll take anything at this point. But that would be, you know, we'd be 7 years away from that. 7 years away from that. If they get Cooper Flagg, and let's just say he is legitimately transcendent as a player, like he ends up becoming, by year three, year four, a legitimate top five player in the NBA, and the Wizards become a 50-plus win team. You know, from that point until actually winning the title, because typically older teams win it, you kind of have to pay your price in the NBA, we're talking 5, 6, 7 years from now. But it would be cool to see that growth. And I know the NBA is distant in this town now in terms of popularity. I get it. I think it would be very popular if the team was good. We just have never had that really, legitimately good anyway. Billy, go ahead. You got five titles left in your life. How would you divvy them up?
Kevin, isn't it amazing how quickly the NFL draft came up with the deep run into the playoffs? I feel like every year you're looking at the draft class in October, and now we've got the draft in 2.5 weeks.
Well, 2 weeks. From tomorrow night, yeah.
It's amazing. Do I get to space out the championships, or is this random?
Billy, you can do it any way you want to do it because, you know, after all of these years, what I know is this is the first time you've ever asked for permission for anything. So just do it the way you were going to do it. Beg for forgiveness. Don't ask for permission. It's always been my motto. Go ahead.
Rarely ask for permission. I love that motto. And let me be the first to welcome Max, your new executive producer to the program. Nice kid. I did a nice
We haven't given him executive as part of the title yet. He's going to have to earn that. Yes.
He'll earn it. Believe me, that's a talented young man. I'm going five championships for Washington. The Commanders. Why wouldn't you? That's Jaden Daniels' number. Was that a random number picked by you? Is that some type of insight into what you think he's going to be able to accomplish in his career? This guy.
Well, I mean, if I had insight, I would have just told you. Not only would I divvy him up this way, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Five titles.
I think
five titles would be a hell of a lot. That would be something special. I know that's what you would like, though. You would like five
parades,
Washington football Super Bowls.
You're the best.
All right, talk to you soon. Everybody on hold, stay there. John, DC, Jason, anybody else on hold? We got a line open as well if you want to weigh in. You've got five championships left to witness, to experience, to enjoy left in your lifetime of any DMV team. How would you divvy them up? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the Team980.com.